我感谢主，让我们再一次机会能够在这里一同相聚。
I thank the Lord that once again we have this opportunity to fellowship together.
我想经过一整天的这个旅程啊，可能很多弟兄姊妹身体都相当的疲累。
I believe that all of us after a day's journey must be very tired.
啊，我想在这里呢，那我们给弟兄姊妹这个一点点的方便。
Maybe perhaps I will convenient you to some degree.
如果你觉得非常的疲累，想睡觉。
If you really are tired and want to sleep,
你可以自由地站起来一下，好吧
？You can feel free to stand up.
哎，这个但是不要讲话。
But not to utter a word.
啊，你可以稍微自由地在里面走动一下，也不要。
Perhaps you can move around.
啊，我想这个也许对大家会有点帮助。
Perhaps that would be beneficial to you.
啊，那感谢主啊，这一次。我们在这里呢，要一同来交通这个，将生命的道表明出来。
Thank the Lord that we can have this opportunity to share forth how to, bring forth the word of life.
当弟兄们把这个题目告诉我的时候啊
，When brothers and sisters gave me this topic,
我感觉我好像是一个学生呢，接到一个考题。
I felt like I was a student having received an examination.
那我呢？平常哈，我也喜欢读一点书。
Normally, I like to read a few books.
我也喜欢有一点点的思考。
I also like to reflect and meditate.
但从我很年轻的时候啊，我就是不太喜欢做学生。
When I was a young, since I was a young man, I didn't really want to be a student.
我更怕考试。
I was more even fearful of examinations.
所以这次接到这个题目的时候呢，我好像接到一个考题一样。
So this time around, when I received this topic, it's like receiving an examination.
所以我回家之后呢，我就做我的 homework.
So I went back to do some homework.
那我就想到底这个题目啊，它里面包含的那个实际的意义是什么
？And so I went back to try to understand the realities underpinning this verse.
因为我们都晓得，从前我们读书的时候啊，这个老师啊都会给有时候给一个作文题目啊。
So when we were students, the teacher would give us a topic.
那么这个作文题目的话呢，你这个学生呢，一定要这个文章能够对题才行，对吧
？We would have to write an essay according to the topic that was given.
假使呢，这个题目你都没有搞清楚的话呢，这个文不对题的话呢，那你这个整个文章都没有意义。
If what we write is incongruent to the topic given, then the whole passage is meaningless.
所以呢，我就想对这个题目呢，我怎么样来了解它一下
？And so how do we try to understand this topic?
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你对这次特会的这个主题哈。你是不是有了很清楚的了解
？I'm not sure whether you understand the theme of this year's church camp.
所以我想呢，开头的时候呢，用一点时间啊，那我把我对这个题目的领会呢，跟弟兄姊妹们稍微交通一下。
Perhaps to begin, I'd like to share with you my understanding of this theme.
如果呢，你的领会呢，跟我的是有点不大一样。
If your understanding differs from mine,
或者你觉得我的领会呢，这个不够清楚啊。
Or if my understanding you feel is not so clear,
请你跟我交通，好吧
？And perhaps you can fellowship with me.
我们希望这一次呢，能对这个题目呢，我们能够一个比较清楚一点的这个了解。
So that this time around, we hope that we be clearer in our understanding.
好，我想我们呢，先把腓立比书这一段圣经稍微读一下，请大家打开腓立比书第二章。
Shall we turn to Philippians chapter 2?
腓立比书第二章
Philippians chapter 2
我们这样好不好我们从十四节读到十六节
We read from verse 14 to 16
我们用中文读一遍然后用英文读一遍
Shall we read it through in Chinese and then after that in English
希望你大声读好不好
So read it loudly
我记得从前啊有一个姊妹她问我她说哈参加祷告聚会的时候，怎么能不睡觉？他说。
I was a sister, a sister once asked me, attending prayer meeting, how should I not be able to fall asleep?
啊，我说有一个秘诀。
There is a secret.
你就大声祷告。
So you pray loudly.
那你就不会睡觉。
Then you won't sleep.
所以今天晚上呢也是啊，弟兄姊妹，你大声的读好不好
？So you read loudly.
哎，大声的读啊，我们中文一遍，英文一遍来。
So you read in Chinese first and then in English.
哎，我们中文先来啊。
In Chinese first.
凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论，使你们无可指责，诚实无伪，在这弯曲悖谬的世代做神无瑕疵的儿女。你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来。好，就读到这里。
Okay, so now in English, verse 14. Do all things without grumbling or disputing, that you may prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent, children of God above reproach, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I may have cause to glory because I did not run in vain or nor toil in vain.
我们先对这个生命的道啊，我想我们来做一个简单的一个解释。
So we first try to explain the meaning of the word of life.
我们都知道在圣经里面，新约圣经里面啊，他那里引用了希腊文里面的一个字叫做 logos。
We know that in the New Testament in Greek there is a word called logos.
这个 logos 这个字呢，在希腊原文里面也可以把它翻作是话。
And the word logos in the Greek can also be translated as the word.
那我们中文呢，把它翻成道。
The word or truth in Chinese.
那因为什么呢？因为中国人也许觉得啊，把它翻成话呢太轻了啊，把它翻成道的话呢就比较重了。
So in the Chinese, they felt that if you use the word, it may appear too light, so they used the word truth.
其实呢，这个字呢啊。
Actually, this word,
我们可以领会作它是神的一个完整的思想。
We can think of it as a holistic understanding of God.
这个道呢，也是神全面的一个计划。
It is a whole entire plan of God. This word.
所以难怪约翰在约翰福音第一章第一节就告诉我们说，太初有道。
And so in the Gospel of John, in the beginning was the Word.
那么道与神同在，道就是神。
And the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
当然了，弟兄姊妹们，我们知道这个神是说话的神。
We know that God is the one who speaks.
那么神这个话语呢，表达他的思想。
And this Word then reflects his thinking.
所以这个 logos 这个字呢
，So the word logos.
可以说是一个神那个完整完全的一个思想。
It is the holistic thinking of God.
那当然我们也知道这个道就指的主耶稣基督。
And we know that this word speaks about the Lord Jesus.
但是呢，这个使徒保罗在腓立比书第二章十六节呢，他就又用了一个叫做生命的道这么一个说法。
And in Philippians chapter 2:16 it says,Paul says, uses the word of life.
那么约翰一书呢，里面约翰也讲生命的道。
In 1 John, John also speaks about the word of life.
为什么在这里他们又用了生命的道这样的一种说法呢？
Why use the word of life?
那我想这里面包含着很重要的一个意义在里面。
And there is a very deep meaning encompassing this.
我们晓得神是一个全智的神，是有丰富完整思想的神。
We know that God is with fullness and very much encompassing in all his thinking.
当然，这个思想呢，是充满了丰富的知识。
This thinking is in the fullness of his wisdom.
那么我们知道，神把圣经给我们。
We know that God gave us the word of God.
用文字呢，把神的这个思想呢，把它表达出来。
Through language, expressing the thoughts of God.
那么神呢，今天借着圣灵呢，把恩赐给人。
And the Lord through His Holy Spirit gave us gifts.
所以我们也有口才，能够发表这个思想。
And so we have the eloquence to be able to present forth.
但这些呢还不是神最主要的目的。
But these are not the essentials of what God wants.
因为神所最要的那种表达的方式呢是生命。
Because what God essentially wants is life.
所以神不是要光给我们一套完整的理论。
Not only does He want to give us His a set of doctrines.
一完整的一些的说法。
A sense of teaching.
神重要的是要借着生命。把这个道把它表明出来。
That through life manifests forth the word.
所以呢，因此呢，保罗跟约翰都用了"生命的道"这个词。
And so both Paul and John uses the word of life.
所以我们可以说，太初有道的道是指的主说的。
And so in the beginning was the word, and this word is the Lord Jesus.
而这个生命的道呢，乃是指的主耶稣基督的一个表现。
And so this word is a representation, manifestation of the Lord Jesus.
所以我们。就能明白为什么主耶稣基督要道成肉身来到地上。
And so we know why the Lord Jesus had to come in the flesh.
那就是说呢，这个道现在要在什么，在一种的生命中能把它显明出来。
And so this word can be manifested forth through life.
那不仅在主的身上是这样。
Not only is it true in our Lord's life.
那我们看见今天因着主的救恩，主也把这个生命赐给我们。
And so through salvation, God has also given us this same life.
所以今天主也要我们能够把这个生命的道把它表明出来。
And so God also similarly wants us to manifest forth this life.
所以教会的见证就是要把这个生命的道彰显出来。
And so the testimony of the church is to bring forth this life.
弟兄姊妹们。
Sisters,
我想这是非常清楚的一件事情。
I think this is a very clear matter.
今天我们不是光是用嘴巴讲的一篇道。
Not only do we use our mouth to speak of teachings.
也不是光是用文字写出一些完整的一些理论。
And not just through writing to express forth.
神所最要的是我们能够借着生命把这个道表现出来。
God essentially wants us to manifest forth His life.
所以保罗在这里告诉腓立比的弟兄姊妹。
And so Paul here tells the church in the Philippi.
他说你们要把这个生命的道把它表明出来。
That you would manifest forth the word of life to you, to yourselves.
当然在希腊文里面哈，这个表明这个字呢哈，那它的原文英文有的翻作是持守。
And so in the English here it uses the word holding fast.
就是持定这个生命的道
，holding fast the word of life。
啊，如果我们把上面的哈，第十五节后面，十五节后面的那句话把它连起来看的话呢
，If we join verses 15 and 16，
他说你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀
，that you appear as lights in the world。
他这个明光照耀啊，他原文的意思说你好像是一个发光体，能够发光的。
So here, the lights in the original, it speaks about luminary stars that can bring forth light.
他讲现在，基督徒啊，或者教会呢，变成一个发光体。
And so the church is a body that can bring forth light.
我们知道我们这个人是不会发光的。
We know that as human beings, we cannot emit light.
但是今天因为主的生命在我们的里面。
But today, because we have Christ's life in us.
所以我们就成了一个发光体。
We become luminaries.
整个教会也成为一个发光体。
The whole church became luminaries.
就是把这个生命的光呢，应该把它照射出来。
That the life can be manifested forth.
下面他就说，你要持定这个生命的道。
Here it says holding fast the word of life.
啊，那么这里意思就是说呢，当你能够把这个生命的光把它照射出来的时候
，Here it means that if you can bring forth the light of this life.
如果你要叫这个光持续的能够照射出来
，If this life can continue to come forth,
那么你就必须持定这个生命的道。
Then you must hold fast the word.
我想这是有一方面的意义哈。
This is one side of the
那么
understanding.
另外来讲的话呢
，The other side.
弟兄姊妹们，我们因为是能把这个生命的光把它照出来
，Because we can manifest forth this light of this life.
因此呢，也能把这个生命的道把它表明出来。
We can also express forth the word of life.
所以呢，在希腊文里面哈，中文把它翻成这个道表明出来，也有这个表明的意思在里面。
So in the original, there is also this this meaning of expressing forth.
那弟兄姊妹们，我想 我们这样的哈，把这个我们这一次那个聚会的这一个主题啊。
And so this theme of this church camp.
那我们稍微做了一点点的解释。
We try to explain.
我不晓得我这样解释完你清楚没有啊
？I'm not sure whether you are clear in your understanding.
啊，如果不清楚，我们这几天还有很多时间可以在主面前一同来交通。
If you are not yet clear, we have many days in this camp.
那弟兄姊妹，这是很重要的一件事情。
This is a very important matter.
啊，今天教会在地上。
The church in this earth today.
弟兄姊妹们，它应该是一个发光的发光体。
Should be a luminary that brings forth light.
它要把这个生命的道呢，能把它表明出来。
That the word of life can come forth.
或者说，它能持守这个生命的道，叫这个光持续的能够被照明出来。
Or to hold fast the word of life, that the light of this life can come forth.
那么刚才呢，我们把这个十四节到十六节这里读了一下。
Just now we read verses 14 to 16.
弟兄姊妹，你可以，感觉到
，versus you can feel，
这个乃是属灵生命的一个荣耀的一个结果。
This is a result of this glorious life。
啊，我相信使徒保罗当初盼望腓立比的教会，他们能够有这样一种荣耀的表现。
I'm sure Paul at the time had wished for the church in Philippi to have this expression。
这个结果呢？也是我们这些基督徒，我想我们大家心中所羡慕的。
This result of this expression is something that we covet.
哎呀，我们真是巴望在这个弯曲悖谬的时代里面
，that in this perverse world that
我们能做神无瑕疵的儿女
，that we can be blameless children.
啊，我们能够像明光照耀
，that we can be luminaries.
我们能把生命的道显明出来
，that we can express forth the word of God.
我想这是我们追求的目标，对不对
？This is our goal.
这也是一个荣耀的一个结果。
This is also a glorious outcome.
啊，所有爱主的弟兄姊妹，
All、
我们都盼望能有这个光景。
We hope to have this result.
不仅我们个人的生命希望这样
，not only our individual lives.
我们更希望我们的教会是这样。
That we hope our church can be likewise.
啊，我想弟兄姊妹们，因为这是主在我们身上的一个心意。
Because this is a desire of our hearts.
但是呢
But,
我们晓得你不能光是羡慕这种结果
not only do we desire for such a result
光是渴望这种结果
not just to desire for it、
啊、我们必须要知道那个原因是什么
we must know the underlying reasons
假使我们不知道那个原因
if we do not know the reasons
你就天天羡慕这个结果它也不会出现
Then, if you just desire for it every day, it will not appear.
啊，我想我们今天生活在这个世界中啊。
Today we live in this world.
啊，这个因果的这个关系，这个是我们在生活中经常所能够碰到的。
The cause and effect is something that we encounter daily.
啊，你有一种的结果，你一定会有一个原因的。
For a certain effect, certain result, there is a cause, there is a reason.
所以呢，在宗教上面，他们也讲究这个因果。
So even in religious things, we talk about cause and effect.
啊，在哲学上也讲因果。
In philosophy, likewise.
甚至在科学上也讲因果。
In science, similarly.
啊，所以我们这个在这个世界中生活的时候
，And so while we live in this world,
或者我们追求学问的时候
，Although we pursue the knowledge of this world,
我们都希望说能够把那个原因把它找出来。
We want to understand.The reason, the cause for things.
为什么今天这个情况是这样
？Why things appear as they are?
但是，我们晓得。
But we know.
在这个世界上面
，In this world,
人所追求的这个因果关系
，The things, the cause and effects that people pursue in this world,
实在来讲都是小因小果。
They are small causes and small effects.
即使在科学上，像牛顿呐、啊，像爱因斯坦这种。的发明呢，大都还是小因小果。
So in reality, what Newton or Einstein discovered are small causes and small effects.
我们晓得，只有圣经所启示的那个原因啊，和那个最后的结果，那个才是真正宇宙里面最大的这个原因和结果。
Only the causes of that's revealed in the Word of God and the outcomes, the glorious outcomes are the big causes and big effects.
啊，我想容许我们稍微在这方面稍微再多说一点。
Perhaps we can explain this more.
很多，你知道，很多有思想的人呢，他哲学上他们也是，他们要追求这个整个宇宙中间的这个 first cause 就是第一因是什么东西。
Many philosophers want to understand what is the first cause for things.
啊，科学上也是这样，对不对
？Similarly in science.
但是圣经给我们启示很清楚。
But the Bible tells us very clearly.
这个宇宙的第一因是什么呢
？What is the first cause in this universe?
其实这个宇宙的第一因就是神呢。
The first cause is God.
啊，你读创世纪第一章第一节就很清楚了。
Genesis 1:1 tells us already.
起初神啊。
In the beginning was God.
一切都从神来的。
Everything comes from God.
假设没有神的话，就根本没有今天这个世界。
If there were no God, there would have been no world, no earth.
我想这个是我们作为基督徒非常清楚的一件事。
We know this very clearly as Christians.
那我们的神呢？他不仅是一切整个事物的一个源头。
Not only is He the beginning of all things.
我们的神也有荣耀的旨意。
He has a glorious eternal will.
那么在他荣耀的旨意里面，那个最大的因是什么呢
？What is His most important cause in the eternal purpose of God?
啊，我想这个圣经也给我们很清楚的这个启示出来，那个最大的因就是基督。
And that cause is the Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，那么在哥罗西书第二章里面告诉我们，神的奥秘就是基督啊。
In Colossians chapter 2, God's mystery is Christ Himself.
啊，而圣经里面有多处的给我们看见。将来那个最伟大的那个结果什么？就是基督的彰显。
And so the Bible also tells us that the greatest manifestation outcome is Christ Himself.
啊，不仅彼得腓立比书二章十五节讲到这个。
Not only in Philippians chapter 2:15.
彼得后书三章十三节，启示录二十一章第二节十到二十七节。
Second Peter chapter 3 tells us this likewise and Revelations
21 章,
chapter 21
第二节,
verse 2
第十到二十七节,
and 10 to 12
哥罗西书三章十一节,
Colossians chapter 3
我想我不需要去读,
but we need not read them
我们需要明白这件事情,
but we need to understand these things
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters
我们感谢神,
we thank the Lord
今天因为我们蒙恩得救了,
because we are saved
神在我们里面开启我们
the Lord begins to open up
我们知道了这个整个宇宙里面最大的因和最后的最大的结果是什么
we understand now the in the entire universe the greatest cause and the greatest effects
啊，这个不是一个什么宗教上哲学上的一种思想
this is not a religious thinking or a philosophical
而这个的是我们基督徒作为基督徒必须要明白的
This is something all Christians need to understand
啊，必须要抓到的一件事情
Everyone needs to grasp hold of this
啊，所以因此在属灵的经历上面来讲
So in spiritual realities
我们不仅知道神所要我们最后达到的结果是什么
Not only do we need to know what God wants us to attain at the end
我们更要知道那个原因是什么
We need to know the cause, the reason
啊，在旧约圣经里面有一卷书啊是蛮有趣的
In the Old Testament there is a book that is quite interesting
这卷书就是约伯记
And that is Job, the book of Job
啊，约伯记里面呢在那里啊就是讲到这个因果之间的这个关系
The book of Job speaks much about cause and effects
圣经也借着这卷书提醒我们
The Bible also reminds us.
啊，我们一定要找出那个准确的原因。
We must know the accurate reasons.
那个才是最重要的。
That's very important.
啊，我们知道约伯有三个朋友。
We know that Job had three friends.
啊，以利法、比勒达和索法，对吧
？Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar.
当约伯遇见了一个大的灾难。
When Job experienced a great disaster.
真是家破人亡。
That his whole family was wiped away.
然后呢，他自己呢又生了一身的疮，得了一身的病。
And his whole body was full of boils.
哎呀，看见那个当时的情况呢，实在是很悲惨。
And there was a terrible sight during that time.
那么他三个朋友呢，就来想要安慰他。
And his three friends came to comfort him.
结果我们知道在那里他们有很多讲论，对不对
？And so they had a lot of discourse then.
你看这三个朋友在做什么呢
？What were the three friends doing?
就一直要找那个原因是什么
？The three friends were trying to find the reason.
为什么约伯今天这个样子啊
？Why Job today was like that?
啊，一定有原因。
There must be a reason.
啊，所以他每一个人都讲一套理论。
So everyone gave their philosophical discourse.
这些人都是相当聪明的
They were quite intelligent people
并且他们的讲论呢也很精彩
And what they said was quite marvelous
有些话非常非常的宝贵
Some of the words were precious
也非常的精辟
Were quite excellent
啊，但是呢虽然他们讲的深奥也讲得很生动
Although they were speaking very deeply and movingly
到最后我们都知道没有找到那个原因
But they did not find the reason
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们这对我们来讲今天是个提醒
And so this reminds us, brothers and sisters.
啊，属灵的事情就是这样，你找到最重，找到那个原因才是最重要。
In spiritual things, you must find the reason for things.
啊，并不在乎我们的外面讲的多深奥，讲的多巧妙。
It does not matter on the external how we say things so mysteriously.
属灵的事情就是要把那个原因把它找出来。
In spiritual things, we want to tease forth the reason.
啊，这三个人呢讲了半天，这个约伯都没有办法得到帮助。
And so.Job was not helped in all these three friends.
啊，后来跑出来一个年轻人叫以利户。
And so later there was this young man Elihu.
他忍不住了，他说我也来讲。
He couldn't take it anymore, so he wanted to say something.
那么这个约伯的三个朋友啊
，Job's three friends,
有的从宗教的这个观点上来看
，Some came from the perspective of religion.
有的人呢从哲学的观点上看
，From the perspective of religion, philosophy.
也有人呢从道德的观点上看
，And another from the side perspective of morals.
哎呀，讲了许多的话
，So they said many words.
但是都不能摸到这个约伯的需要
，But could not touch the need of.
那么以利户起来讲的时候，他讲了一点属灵的原因。
But Elihu spoke some spiritual things.
但是也没有能够找到真正的原因。
But he could not also speak of the real cause.
到最后我们知道，是神亲自开启这个约伯。
Finally, we knew that God Himself revealed to Job.
约伯才知道真正的原因是什么。
And so Job understood.
我想今天我们在读约伯记的时候呢，我们就知道那个原因是什么。
And so today when we read Job, we understand the reason.
所以弟兄姊妹们
sisters,
啊，这一卷书呢对我们来讲是一个很有趣的一卷书，也是一个很好的提醒。
So this book reminds us.
所以这里告诉我们呢，在属灵的事情上我们一定要找到原因，你才能够达到那个结果的。
That in spiritual things, we need to understand the cause, then can we understand the effects.
同时呢，我们从这个结果呢可以来检验一下啊，这个原因啊，到底是不是正确
？And from the outcomes, the effects, we can test to see if the causes, the reasons, the whys are accurate.
我们读，我想举个例子说明一下啊。
Maybe I give an example.
我们读近代教会的历史。
We see the recent history of the church.
我们晓得，这个近两三百年来，主兴起了一般的弟兄们。
We see in the last 200-300 years, God raised up a group of brothers.
他们在主面前呢，他们有一个成功的点是什么呢？
There was a successful point in these brothers.
就是他们开始追寻一些属灵的事情的那个根源到底是什么。
They tried to pursue the origins of God's matters.
结果我们看见给教会带来很大的祝福。
And so we know this brought great blessings to the church.
许多真理的光呢，通通被显明出来。
Much of the light of the truths in the Bible were brought forth.
我们知道这两三百年里面，无数的弟兄们，他们投进了许多的心力啊，那么用了许多的功夫，那么把过去一千多年的基督教的许许多多的东西，每一样的东西都把它这个来。追寻一下。
So this group of brothers, went back to the years back, all the teachings of the church, and they tried to understand them and to explain them.
所以到今天呢，我们就蒙福了。
And so today we benefit.
你从弟兄们的这些的，他们的所下的功夫的著作里面，我们就知道有些东西是不对的。
So this is the brethren movement. We know that some of the things that they worked on were not too accurate.
但是很可惜啊。
But we know.
今天哈，我们看见，好像我们这一个世代中间的这许多的圣徒们。
We know that the Christians of in these times.
真正的愿意去追求那个原因的人不太多了。
Those that really pursue the real reason for things are not too many.
这个对主的见证产生非常大的危机。
And so this has great crisis for the Lord's testimony.
因为我们不分辨这些东西，我们也不去追寻它的原因是什么。
Because we do not try to differentiate or to understand the causes.
所以有很多的时候，因为我们的盲从，结果弟兄姊妹们，我们可能你选择了一个错误的光景。
And so because of our busyness, we.Our decisions and our choices are made amiss.
所以我们在属灵的事情上面
And so in spiritual things,
弟兄姊妹们, 一定要能够 追寻一下那个原因到底是什么。
We need to try to understand the reason for things.
那你能达到神所要达的那个结果, 你里面才有安息。
Only when we understand the outcomes, the goals of God, then we can find rest.
所以当我在读这个腓立比书第二章14节到16节的时候啊,
And so when I read Philippians chapter 2 verse 14 to 16,
我感觉在这里呢, 保罗所提到的是一个荣耀的一个结果。
And so here, Paul speaks of a glorious outcome.
这是所有的基督徒都应该追求的。
And so this is something that all Christians ought to pursue.
这也是教会今天的一个很明确的一个目标。
And so this is a goal that the church need to pursue.
应该有这样的一个结果。
This is a goal.
但是呢, 我们不能光是盼望这样一个结果。
And not only do we hope for this outcome.
我们要来看一看到底 有什么样的原因使我们能达到这样的一个结果？
But more fundamentally, we need to know the reason how to get there.
我想在腓立比书里面哈
，in the book of Philippians，
我自己这样领会
，my personal understanding，
我觉得保罗在这里给我们有四个重要的原因。
Paul gives us four important reasons.
那这四个重要的原因呢
？These four reasons.
就是使我们能达到这个结果的那个原因
，helps us to reach that goal.
主若许可，我想我这一次的负担这四堂里面，我就讲这四个原因。
And so in these four sessions, I'd like to speak on these four things.
第一个原因
，first reason.
那么在腓立比书很清楚给我们看是启示。
The first reason the book of Philippians is revelation.
所以我们要看一看生命与启示之间的关系。
We want to talk about the relationship between life and revelation.
那么第二个原因
Second reason
就是十字架
is the cross.
我们要再来交通这个十字架与生命与十字架之间的关系。
We want to fellowship on life and the cross.
那么第三个原因
The third reason
就是征战
warfare. We want to fellowship on this matter of life and warfare.
第四个原因,
fourth reason,
他知道在教会里面的合一,
the oneness in the church.
We want
to fellowship on the relationship between life and this oneness.
我想这是我这一次在主面前的一点点的负担。
This is my burden before the Lord.
那么今天晚上呢
？Tonight，
我们开始交通第一个点。We
want to fellowship the first point.
我们来交通一下这个生命与启示之间的一个关系。This
relationship between life and revelation.
那么请我们大家再回到腓立比书，好吗？Shall
we turn to Philippians?
我们再读一点经文。Shall
we read a few verses?
我们请弟兄姊妹看腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter 1,
这个20节和21节,
verses 20 and 21.
我们大家一起读吧,
Shall we read together?
好不好? 一起读哈,
together.
照着我所切慕所盼望的, 没有一事叫我羞愧, 只要凡事放胆, 无论是生是死, 总叫基督在我身上, 照常显大。 因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。我们再看，第三章
，Philippians chapter 3，
第1节到第9节
，verses 1 to 9。
弟兄们，
Finally,
我还有话说，
brethren,
你们要靠主喜乐。我把这话再写给你们，与我并不为难。 与你们却是妥当，应当防备犬类，防备作恶的，防备妄自行割的。因为真受割礼的，乃是我们这以神的灵敬拜，在基督耶稣里夸口，不靠着肉体的。其实我也可以靠着肉体，若是别人想他可以靠肉体，我更可以靠着了。 我第八天受割礼，我是以色列族便雅悯支派的人，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。就律法说我是法利赛人，就热心说我是逼迫教会的，就律法上的义说我是无可指责的。 只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，我要得着基督，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有因信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。
好，
我们都知道使徒保罗的得救的经历。
We know the conversion experience of the Apostle Paul
是一个很标准的啊，一个经历。
It's a very perfect one. 标准
standard.在《使徒行传》第九章记载他得救的故事。
In Acts chapter 9, it records his conversion.
那么他在大马色的路上遇见主。
On the road to Damascus, he met the Lord.
当然，我们晓得那个时候他遇见主的时候，他从主得着生命。
And so at the time when he met the Lord, he received life from the Lord.
但是你会发现呢，在整个这个启示录不使徒行传第九章啊。
We see the entire chapter in Acts chapter 9.
更吸引我们注意的呢，好像是那个保罗所得着的启示。
Something that attracts us even more is the revelation he received.
啊，所以呢，那一段的话告诉我们，保罗不仅得着生命
，Not only did Paul receive life，
哎，他很重要的还有一件事情，他同时得着一个很大的启示。
But at the same time, he received a great revelation.
那就说明一件事情。
And here speaks of one important thing.
生命必须要加上启示。
And that is life must be added with revelation.
它才能够像明光一样的照耀。
Then he can be like a luminary emitting light.
所以今天我们从主得着了生命是不错的。
Today we receive life from the Lord.
我们也知道这个生命是非常的宝贵。
We know that this life is most precious.
那这个生命呢，应当作为我们属灵生活的唯一的根据和目标。
And this life must be the very basis and goal of our lives.
因为我们基督徒啊，所有的一切都应当从这个生命里面，把它发出来。
Because everything of our Christian lives come from this life.
也都是一切为了要表现这个生命。
And so it also in all things want to manifest for this life.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
但是呢。
However,
你有了这个生命，
you have this life,
你还需要怎么样呢？需要有启示的光。
You must have revelation too.
主耶稣也曾经为了这个生命做了完美的榜样。
The Lord Jesus was the perfect example of this life.
所以我们从主耶稣基督的身上可以看见这个生命在他身上彰显出来是何等的美丽。
And so we know that through the life of the Lord Jesus, this life was beautifully manifested for.
我们可以说，在基督里面啊，这个整个所有的内容都是生命。
And so we know that all the contents that's within our Lord Jesus is this life.
啊，而基督呢，在地上所有一切的表现，也就是这个生命。
And all the expressions of the Lord whilst he was on this earth was of this life.
读四福音书的时候，我们还可以很清楚看见。
We see this in the four gospels.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们还需要圣灵在我们里面做一个开启的工作。
We need further revelation of the Lord in our lives.
如同保罗在主跟前所有的这个经历一样。
Similarly to Paul's experience.
啊，所以我们可以感觉到保罗那天在大马色路上遇见我们的主啊。
And so on that day when Paul met the Lord on the road to Damascus,
他可以说看见了神心目中间最完美的那个形象。
He saw a most complete revelation of the Lord.
啊，是完全显在耶稣基督身上。
And this revelation was manifested forth through the Lord Jesus.
啊，所以在那一天我们知道保罗所遇见的是那位那一个在神心目中间所要的那个人的完美形象。
And so who Paul met that day was in God's heart the most complete man.
这个意思就是说呢，主在那保罗在那遇见主的时候呢，他不是光从不是从主那里领受了一套什么合理的有系统的宗教的理论。
What Paul received that day was not a systematic set of doctrines.
他也不是受这个影响。
He was also not influenced by this.
我们可以说他是受那一个人的影响。
He was influenced by that man.
弟兄姊妹们，这是很重要的一件事情。
Francis, this is very important.
因为我们看见今天地上的教会。
We see the church today in this earth.
基督教呢有一个危机。
There's a crisis in the churches today.
有的时候也可以说有一种的错误。
There is a wrong understanding.
我们只注重所谓的讲道。
We emphasize a lot of teaching.
我们不是讲那个人。
We do not emphasize the person.
我们晓得保罗好像看起来也讲道，是吧？保罗看起来好像是讲道。
We see as if Paul is also teaching.
但是保罗的每一篇道都是指着那个人说的。
But all of Paul's teaching points to that man.
所以这是一个很重要的一个点。
This is a very important point.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们需要一点启示的光。
We need revelation, light of the revelation.
这样的话呢，主不仅把生命赐给我们。
Not only the Lord gives us life.
我们在启示的光底下能够把主的生命能够把它表现出来。
That through His revelation we can bring forth this life.
所以这个生命需要有启示的配合。
And so this life and this revelation need to be complemented.
我相信我们多年蒙恩的弟兄姊妹。
So those of us who have been saved for a number of years.
我们关于这个启示的道恐怕听了很多了。
We probably have heard a lot of this teaching of this revelation.
很多的弟兄们呢都用了各式各样的方式给我解释这个启示。
So many brothers and sisters in the past have explained in many angles this matter of revelation.
我想今天晚上我们还要再提一提。
So today we want to mention again.
其实呢，我想最好呢，就按照这个保罗自己的话来讲。
We use Paul's own words.
当然呢，这个启示这个字在希腊原文的意思是揭开幔子。
So in the Greek.The word revelation is to remove the veil.
但是保罗告诉我们说什么呢？保罗说呢，这个启示就好像他眼睛上有两块鳞片掉下来。
It's but how Paul expresses is that scales drop from his eyes.
我想如果今天我们把两块鳞片放到我们眼睛上，那么什么也看不见。
Today, if we put two scales or objects on our eyes, we cannot see a thing.
这个鳞片是不透明的。
This is opaque and so cannot see.
你想想，一个人如果把这两块鳞片放在眼睛上了，就等于瞎了眼差不多。
So we put two things to block our eyesight. It's like we are being blind.
所以保罗告诉我们说，他得的启示是什么样的一种情形呢
？So when Paul says that he receives revelation, what does he mean?
就是有两块鳞片掉下来。
It's like two scales drop from his eyes.
那么他在哥林多后书里面呢
？So he says in Second Corinthians.
他也讲到说有。犹太人啊，以色列人，他们脸上蒙着一个帕子。
The Jews were like they had a veil covering them.
那这个帕子呢，把他们的眼睛呢也遮住了。
And this veil covered their eyes.
所以他就说，他们的心几时转向基督，这个帕子几时就出去了。
And so when they turn their hearts to the Lord, the veil is removed.
所以我们也可以简单的能够领会到，就是什么叫启示，就把脸上的帕子把它拿走。
And so revelation is to remove the veil from our eyes.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
今天我们需要主把那些蒙蔽我们的东西呢，能够把它挪开。
We need the Lord to remove those things that veil us from Him.
因为这个跟生命的那个表现。彰显有密切的关系。
Because this has intimate relationship with the expression of his life.
我们晓得从前呢，蒙蔽在保罗眼上的两个鳞片是什么东西呢
？What is the two? Are the two scales that used to cover his eyes?
我想第一方面来讲就是犹太教。
The first on the one hand it is the Judaism.
我们晓得今天呢，这个宗教这个东西啊。是一个很大的蒙蔽。
We know that religion today is a great veil.
我相信我们在座的弟兄姊妹都清楚。
We know that the brothers and sisters seated here.
我们尤其青年弟兄姊妹要把它弄清楚。
Especially the young brothers and sisters.
我们不是接受一个宗教。
We are not receiving a religion.
虽然这个世界上的人呢，常常讲所有的宗教都是好的。
So those people in this world say all religions are good.
但是我们不是接受一个宗教
，We are not receiving a religion.
我们是接受的是一个救主
，We receive a living Lord.
我们并且晓得这个宗教呢，这是撒旦手中的一个很厉害的一个工具。
We know that religion is a tool
in Satan's hands.
他一直要把神的作为把它限制在一个小的范围里面。
Satan wants to constrain God's work into a into something.
啊，所以今天世界上人讲说啊，你如果呢要找这个佛教里面的神，到佛教去了。
People of this world say, if you want to seek the God of Buddhism, go there.
啊，你如果要找印度教的神们，你就到印度去。
If you want to go to seek the Indian God, go to India.
你今天要找基督教的神们，你就到基督教去。
You want to seek the Christian God, you go to Christianity.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见撒旦用这个宗教呢，他把神的限制在某一个情况里面。
Satan uses religion to constrain God into something.
所以难怪呢，弟兄运动的时候，他们就讲这个宗教是个邪恶的东西。
And so in the Brethren movement, they said the religion is an evil thing.
弟兄姊妹，这从神的眼中来看，宗教是个邪恶的东西。
From God's eyes, religion is evil.
所以我们要必须清楚，我们不是这个加入一个宗教。
We must be clear that we are not entering into a religion.
啊。弟兄姊妹们，我们知道当初犹太人呢
，We know that at that time the Jews，
他们把神所托付给他们的那个宝贵的信仰变成了犹太教。
What they took what God revealed gave to them and made it into a religion。
结果这个犹太教呢，就把许许多多神的百姓呢，把他呢这个蒙蔽住。
And so Judaism blinded the eyes of many Jews。
保罗在信主之前呢
，Paul before he was saved，
他是一个犹太人。
He was a Jew.
他在犹太教里面长大。
He grew up in Judaism.
他过的是犹太教的生活。
He lived a life in that religion.
受的教育也是犹太教的教育。
He was educated in Judaism.
讲的话也是犹太教的话。
He spoke the language of Judaism.
甚至吃的饭也是犹太教的饭。
And he ate the rice of Judaism.
他是从头到尾没一个地方不是犹太教的。
Everything from top to bottom was full of that.
他也以那个为荣耀。
He also gloried in that.
他没有看见这个东西是一个他脸上眼睛上两个鳞片。
He did not realize that that religion was scales on his eyes.
所以他在这个腓立比书第三章里面他就讲到了。
And so in Philippians chapter 3 he said.
他从前在那里他是如何受到犹太教的这个捆绑。
And so how he was in bondage in that.
那他这里提到几件事情。
And so he mentioned a few things.
啊，提到割礼。
Mentioned circumcision.
啊，我们知道这个是注重所谓外表的形式。
And that emphasized outward things.
啊，我们知道教会哈，教会的历史。
You know the history of the church.
那后来呢，教会失去生命，失去这个荣耀的光景，就是因为什么？越来越落到那个形式里面去。
The church losesThe glory when we enter into outward things.
啊，有一次呢，我有个机会啊，跑到东正教里面去，参加他们，我不是去参加聚会啊，是参加他们一个婚礼。
Orthodox. But once I had this opportunity to attend an Orthodox church.
因为我从来没去过那里。
For a wedding, I never ever went there before.
所以我也很好奇。
And so I was curious.
啊，他那个整个婚礼啊。
And that entire wedding,
一个多钟头
，over an hour，
全部是站着的
，everybody was standing，
没有座位，不像现在大家坐在那听很舒服
，not like everyone sitting here，
站着
，everyone standing，
这个那个他的那个他们的叫祭司的 priest，the
priest，
这个从头到尾又说又唱
，the priest was speaking and singing。
他每次唱到一讲的一句话什么，God has mercy 这样的。
When he said God has mercy，
啊，那每一个人呢，你看见就什么，大家都这样子用手拿这样。
Everyone was doing this。
然后把那个脸这样子。
Everyone's looking up。
每个人都这样子。
Everyone's doing that。
哎呀，我站在那里啊。
I was standing there。
啊，实在是这个很觉得，这个很奇怪。
I was feeling very uncomfortable。
那个弄了一个多钟头啊
！And so for more than an hour，
哎呀，我站得累得不得了。
I was so tired。
我想他平常聚会他也都是不坐的。
I think in normal meetings he also never sits。
啊，讲的人站着，听的人也站着。
Everyone stands。
非常的形式化。
Very outward。
当然站在那里，另外一面呢，心里面很难过。
I was feeling very difficult insight.
为什么主的教会会变成这样的一个情况呢？
Why is the Lord's church in such a state?
人注重外表的形式。
Because people emphasize.
就像犹太人很注重这个割礼一样。
Just like the Jews, they emphasize circumcision.
所以保罗在这里说啊，那个真受割礼的乃是灵里面敬拜基督的。
Those who are truly circumcised are those who are circumcised in the heart.
以基督夸口。
That worship God, that boast of the Lord.
不靠着肉体。
That do not depend on the flesh.
你看今天很多地方聚会非常注重这个所谓外表这个形式的东西。
So many many places emphasize the outward.
那保罗呢也在这里告诉我们，还有一个东西是他们在犹太教里面很注重的。
Another thing that Paul speaks of that the Jews emphasize of greatly.
就是他们这个血缘上面的一个正统。
And that is a pedigree.
他说我是这个以色列便雅悯支派的人。
He says, I'm of the tribe of Benjamin.
是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
A Hebrew of Hebrews.
保罗从前讲起这个的时候，那真的是非常的荣耀。
In the past, when Paul says of these things, it was a very glorious feeling.
今天呢，我们看见在地上教会中也有这样的情况。
Today in the church, there are also things like this.
很多人标榜说，我们呢，那是从一个最正派的团体出来的。
So we are from a very, very straight.Group.
在我们这个传统的里面呢，我们有很多伟大的人物。
That in this tradition that we come from, there are many great people.
我们都以这些伟人呢作为我们的一个夸耀。
That these great people are our glory.
不像你们的。
Not like you all.
你们这个好像不知道从哪里来的。
Don't know where you're from.
像我们这个正统的。
We are the perfect ones.
你知道在基督教里面有人是这样的。
In the Christian church, there are people like that.
那么 还有在这里保罗也提到律法。
Paul here talks also of the law.
这是保罗从前做法利赛人最大的一个骄傲。
And as a Pharisee, it was his greatest boast.
他说就在律法上的意义来说的话呢，我是无可指责的。
As far as the law is concerned, he was totally found blameless.
哎呀，保罗实在是一个认真追求的人。
He was someone very serious about pursuing the law.
他也有很大的热心。
He had a great zeal.
他的热心逼迫教会，对吧？
His zeal persecuted the church.
他为着犹太教发狂热。
And so, because of Judaism, he was zealous.
其实弟兄姊妹，这几件事情啊，
so、
本来应该都是不是坏的事情。
These things are not wrong in themselves.
但是因为呢，他缺少启示。
But because he lacked revelation,
他没有看见呢这些事情背后真正的意义是什么。
He did not see the underlying reasons behind this.
所以他们持守了外面的字句和道理。
And so, emphasizing the outward.
结果呢，就变成了一个宗教的一个行为。
And so it became a form of religion.
弟兄姊妹，这对我们来讲是很严肃的一个提醒，对吧
？This is a most serious reminder for us.
今天我们不能完全抓这个外表字句的东西呀。
We cannot just grasp the external things of life.
我们必须要知道那个事情背后那个属灵的意义是什么。
We must understand the reasons behind these things.
所以今天我们如果要持守，是持守那个属灵的实际。
So we want to grasp hold of the realities of spiritual things.
不是持守这个外表的这个东西。
Not the outward manifestation.
哎呀，犹太教成为犹太人极大的捆绑。
And so Judaism became a great bondage for the Jews.
所以主耶稣在世的时候。
And so when Jesus was on this earth.
主有很严厉的话在责备这些。犹太教里面
Jesus had many serious words for these Jews.
如果我们把这个马太福音这个二十三章那里看一下的话呢
If we turn to Matthew chapter 23,
我们都知道主在那里曾经很严厉的在那里这个责备这些法利赛人和文士。
We know that the Jews, that Jesus rebuked seriously these Pharisees and scribes.
主七次的讲到这个有祸了，有祸了，有祸了。
Seven times the Lord said, "Woe, woe!"
弟兄姊妹们，为什么有祸了呢
？Why is there woe?
这有祸的意思就是，你这个捆绑人捆绑的太厉害了。
That you bind people and bind them too much.
你这些东西把神的百姓呢捆得死死的。
That you bind God's people up.
捆到一个人呢完全不能动弹。
You bind them up to a point they become immovable.
捆到一个地步，一点的生命都表现不出来了。
You bind them up to a point that no life.
所以主在那里非常严厉的在这里指责他们。
And so, in a most serious way, the Lord rebuked them.
当然，这里面呢，弟兄姊妹也包括了一些属灵的意义在里面。
We know that in these things that also spiritual meaning.
我想我们没有时间详细的去说明它。
We have no time to go into details.
我在这里稍微的简单的在把一点的属灵的原则呢，可以运用的呢，我们把它提出来，有点交通。
Those things that we can use spiritually, we'll fellowship on them.
啊，他们第一个祸呢
？The first woe.
就他关了天国的门。
And that is that they shut off the kingdom of heaven from men.
什么叫做关了天国的门呢
？What does it mean to shut off the kingdom of heaven from men?
我们都知道这个天国乃是指的将来这个千年国度说的。
We know that here the kingdom of heaven is about the millennial kingdom. In the future,
圣经告诉我们说呢，这些呢，将来得胜的圣徒呢，进入这个天国，要与基督一同掌权。
The Bible tells us that the overcomers will enter into reigning with Christ at that time.
啊，那么这个意思，关了天国的门呢，简单的意思就是说呢，他们根本不鼓励人呢追求什么得胜经历。
And so here, to shut off the kingdom of heaven is to discourage people from being overcomers.
你会看见在今天整个教会的里面。
We see that the whole church today
真正的注意那个所谓得胜经历是追求得就是得胜生活的很少很少。
There are very few people who emphasize about overcoming.
大家都不太在乎那个将来千年国度的问题。
Most do not emphasize or care about the millennial kingdom.
圣经有许多的话鼓励我们。
The Bible has many words to encourage us.
但是呢，今天呢，我们看见很多人被这个好像。蒙蔽在一些情况里面。
That today many people are blinded from these things.
第二个点。
Second point.
就是说，他们有祸了。
That they have war.
他叫人呢做了地狱之子，这个多可怕。
That they cause people to be a son of hell.
那什么叫做地狱之子呢
？What does it mean to be a son of hell?
这个地狱之子就根本没得救，下了地狱了。
A son of hell are those who are totally not saved at all.Entering into hell.
那意思说呢，今天呢，他根本不注重所谓重生的问题。
Here it means that they do not even emphasize the matter of being saved.
哇，我们从外表上看来，好像今天的基督徒很多啊。
On the outward, we see a lot of Christians.
但是恐怕有很多的都是什么做教友。
We know that there are many who are just nominal, who are not born again.
就所谓的基督徒。
They are so-called Christians,
根本没有得救
but they are not born again.
根本就没有重生
not born again.
啊，他这个夹着圣经做礼拜，好像也有一点点这个教会的活动。
They bring a Bible to church on Sunday as if they are doing some activity.
我们知道有很多很多的教会在地上都关于重生的问题都没有完全弄清楚。
There are many churches who are not clear about this matter of being born again.
所以这是。一个何等严重的一件事情。
This is a serious thing.
今天不要说一些弟兄姊妹，就是连很多所谓的神职人员，有的根本就没有重生。
There are many so-called leaders.
那些所谓的clergy 这些。
Oh, those clergies, they are not even born again.
他们自己都没有重生啊。
They themselves have not been born again.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个这个。主非常心痛的一件事情。
This is a matter God grieves in his heart.
我记得从前这个一个老姊妹啊。
I remember in the past an old sister.
那个侯小姐，她有一个很好的一个见证。
Sister Ho, who has a good testimony.
因为她是一个很认真跟随主的人。
She is somebody who was very zealous following the Lord.
有一次她被请到东北啊。有一个大概从挪威来的一个宣教士、啊、把他请到东北、啊、去这个开特别聚会。
So there was one day, someone from Norway invited her to 东北，
中国的东北。
Yeah, in China.、
那么他去的时候呢，那个宣教士很高兴的这个来欢迎他。
And so when she was there, this person was welcoming her greatly.
第一天聚完会之后呢，哎呀，高兴得不得了。
And so after the first meeting, she was so happy.
因为这个老姊妹很会讲神的话。
And so this old sister was very much able to preach God's word.
所以她就跑去问这个侯小姐。
And so she went to ask this sister Ho.
她说：“你有没有从神那里来的话给我的
？”Do you have God's word for me?
那我们姊 姊妹说，她说我还没寻求了。
The sister said, I have not sought the Lord.
结果呢，她就回去就祷告，求主给她一句话。
And so later she went back home to ask the Lord for a word.
结果给她的是句什么话呢？
And so what word did the Lord give her?
就是这个二十三章呢，这里呢主指责那些法利赛人的话。
And so she had this word from the Lord in chapter 23.
他这里说哈，他说你他说你这假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了。
Says woe to you, scribes and Pharisees.
因为你走遍这个洋海陆地，勾引一个人入教，进入了教，却使他做地狱之子，比你们还加倍。
Says woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you travel about on sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he becomes one, you make him twice as much a son of hell as yourself.
结果主给他这么一句话。
The Lord gave him such a word.
把他也把他也吓了一跳啊。
And so she was most.
因为我们认识他的人晓得，他是一个最讲爱的
一个
圣徒。
Of us who know her know that she always speaks of love.
不愿意伤害任何人。
And she would not be willing to harm anyone.
他就想说主啊，大概错了吧。
The Lord probably gave me a wrong verse.
但主就是给他这句话。
But the Lord gave her this verse.
他就很为难。
And then she was uncomfortable.
啊，像我们的话，如果今天人家问我说，哎呀，孙弟兄有没有从神那里来的话，这个给我的，我总找一句好话给他，对吧
？So if someone would ask me to give a word, I would find something encouraging.
但是呢，那天神给他这么一句话。
But that day the Lord gave her such a word.
第二天呢，那个宣教士很高兴的跑来找他，这个哦，姊妹，有没有从神那里来的话给我
？And so the next day, this preacher came to ask her, "Do you have a word for me?"
所以侯姊妹就很为难了。
And so Sister Ho was very difficult.
她也不敢讲。
She did not dare to say.
结果糟糕的是这个姊妹一直追着她呢。
And so this person kept pursuing her.
非要知道不可。
She kept wanting to know this word from the Lord.
后来给她追到没办法。
And so finally,
她说你真要知道啊。
You really want to know?
她说我要知道啊。
You really want to know?
她就说好，那我就告诉你吧。
I said very good, very well. I'll tell you.
主说啊，你走遍陆地洋海啊。
Says you travel all over the world.
勾引一个人入教，叫他做地狱之子。
That you make and you make somebody twice.
比你还加倍。
Twice a son of hell.
哎呀，这个姊妹一听见这个话，那个脸色马上就变铁青的。
So this lady after she, a sister after she heard this, her face was turned.
你看她从北欧跑到中国来传福音了，就听见这么一个话。
So she came from the north to the other side to listen to such a word.
然后姊妹告诉我们，她难过得不得了。
And so Sister Ho was very sad.
她说她在那个台上讲的时候啊。
And so when she was on the pulpit,
她就看那个宣教士那个脚在地上怎么一直磨呢，心里很难过。
She was looking at this 宣教士 this teacher, and the leg was moving.
那后来呢，这个侯姊妹就走了。
And so after that, Miss
但侯姊妹心里一直都挂着这件事情。
Sister Ho left, and her heart was pondering on this matter.
不晓得那个姊妹会情况怎样。
Not knowing what would happen to this sister.
她过了很多很多年以后。
After many many years.
她在上海有一次接到这个姊妹给她的回信，给她一封信。
In Shanghai, she finally received a letter from this sister. She gave this word to.
这个在北欧的姊妹写了封信给她。
This sister from Beitou North. Side gave her this word.
她说姊妹，我感谢神。
The sister, I really want to thank the Lord.
那句话实在是主叫你给我的。
That word was indeed what the Lord gave to me.
她说我在中国做工的时候啊。
When I was in China, I was working.
我根本没有重生呢。
I was never saved.
我只不过是一个外表热心的一个基督教的一个人。
I was just somebody religiously zealous on the outside.
他说我那天听见你的话，我心里非常难过。
That day when I was listening to this, I was very sad.
他说我在中国待不下去了。
No longer could I stay in China.
我把我的工作结束，我就回国去了。
I finished my work and I went back.
但是当我回到我自己国家之后
，After I returned to my own country,
我很低沉。
I was very low, very down.
非常的痛苦。
Very disappointed.
他只等到有一天， 主来遇见我。
Until the Lord came to meet me.
他说我才知道我根本没有重生。
And then I realized I was never born again.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们
，the brothers and sisters，
我们看见今天在地上，我们不能光是这个好像让人有一点点外面的这个所谓的聚会的活动而已。
We cannot just provide people with external activities.
啊，我想在这次聚会里面，我们有很多年轻的弟兄姊妹。
We see that there are many young brothers and sisters in our midst.
我不知道你有没有重生。
I do not know if you are born again.
你这次最好这次聚会里面你把它弄清楚。
Must be clear on this matter.
你要好好的祷告主。
You must pray much on this matter.
你要把它弄清楚。
You must be clear on this matter.
那么主还责备说呢，有祸了，瞎眼领路的。
And those the Lord continued to rebuke them, saying, "You are blind guides."
啊，他们说殿里面不重要，那个殿里面的金子才重要。
That you think that the gold in the temple is important.
啊，祭坛上也不重要，那个祭坛上的礼物才重要。
You think that the altar is not important, but the sacrifices on the altar are important.
啊，这告诉我们说呢，今天哈，这个在教会也有这种情形，大家只注重怎么很现实。
That in the church today, you emphasize only the offerings.
啊，注重钱财，注重这外表的好处。
That you only emphasize money and the outward things.
啊，他下面又讲说呢，这个他们只注重外表的一些规矩。
That they only emphasize the regulations, the outward regulations.
什么公义啊、怜悯啊、信实这些都不注重。
That the matters of mercy and righteousness.
这实际生命的表现他不
are not emphasized.
不注意。
That they do emphasize these realities of justice, mercy, and faithfulness.
所以主在这里还特别的用了一个比喻。
And the Lord uses an metaphor here.
他说你这个蒙虫滤出去，骆驼倒吞下去了。
Says you blind guides who strain out a gate and swallow a camel.
其实这个蒙虫跟骆驼呢都是不洁净的东西。
So here the camel and the gate, they are unclean.
他们有一些人就是在教会的生活里面很注重这些小节的东西。
So there are people in the church who emphasize these nitty gritty.
那些更重要的东西呢，他不管。
And that the important things are not cared for.
啊，他注意这个规矩有没有守住。
They emphasize whether we follow the regulations.
弟兄姊妹们，
Sisters,
我记得我们年轻的时候啊，在教会里面也有一些的规矩。
I remember when we were young, there are regulations in the church.
如果你不守这个规矩的话呢，有的时候他们也看得很严重。
If you do not follow these regulations, they also think of these as serious things.
我想感谢主啊，现在主把我们从这许多的规条里面比较释放出来。
I thank the Lord that the Lord delivers us from these details, these regulations.
我相信在这里，我们一些弟兄姊妹可能也有过这样的经历。
Perhaps you have similar experiences.
比方说，我们从前呢，在擘饼聚会的时候。
In the past, perhaps in the breaking of bread.
啊，这个头一个这个祷告的人，绝对不可以是姊妹。
That the first person praying cannot be a sister.
啊，这个头一个提诗歌的也不可以是姊妹。
The first person to choose a hymn cannot be a sister.
我读中学的时候，我记得还很清楚。
When I was in secondary school, I can remember these things well.
啊，擘饼聚会开始了。
The breaking of bread begins.
如果呢，有哪个姊妹不懂规矩呢，请唱诗歌第几首。
If a sister who does not know the regulations, say, "Let's sing this hymn."
马上你就听见那个前面那个执事长老或者长老就说，请改唱第几首。
Immediately there will be this elder or deacon that will say, "Let's." Change to another hymn.
如果哪个姊妹受感动，她就第一个开口祷告。
So if there is a sister who moved by the Lord prays,
啊，马上这个前面的负责弟兄说，请唱诗歌第几首，就把他压过去。
And then there will be this responsible brother who will say, "Let's sing this hymn."
把这规矩看得很大。
They will think these regulations are important.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我想今天不是说主教我们不守规矩。
It's not that the Lord does not want us to follow regulations.
我们要更多注重的乃是那个属灵生命的实际。
But more importantly, we need to know the realities of these things.
主说这些有祸了。
The Lord says these woe to these things.
那么还有呢，只注重外表的这个洁净。
That they emphasize the outward cleanness of things.
啊，不注重里面的圣洁。
That do not emphasize the cleanness of inside.
那么有时候还注重外表的好看。
Some emphasize the outward appearance only.
外面看起来很光鲜，里面就是死的。
That they appear righteous outside, but inside is all dead.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
主恨恶这些东西。
The Lord hates these things.
最后还有一个点。
Last point.
他们杀害了先知，又修了这个先知的坟。
That they killed the prophets and the tombs.
这个呢，就说明今天呢。他们呢，这个把这些启示的言语，他们拒绝。
That they refuse these revelations from the prophets.
这是一个很奇特的一个现象。
So this is something that happens.
有一些属灵的东西实在是宝贵。
That there are some spiritual things that are really important.
实在能叫人得帮助。
That they can really help people.
但是呢，确实有人在那里呢，把这些东西把它扼杀了。
But there are people who kill these prophets.
所以主在这里说，你们有祸了啊！七次讲的有祸了。
And so the Lord here says seven times, woe to you.
这就是当初的犹太教。
And so this is the time at that time the Judaism.
因为呢，他们已经限制了那个生命的这个发展。
Because they limited, they constrained this growing of this life.
保罗曾经是活在这样的光景中的。
That Paul in the past lived in such a state.
但是感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
因着启示，
神把
保罗从宗教的这个束缚捆绑里面把他释放出来。
God released him from the bondage of religion.
我想今天也是一样。
We think that today is
likewise. 假使我们缺少启示的光
，Today if we lack this light of
this revelation, 活出来的只不过是一个宗教行为而已。
Perhaps what comes forth from our lives is just religion.
主不要这一个。
The Lord does not want this.
弟兄姊妹们，主要把我们从这个人间的宗教的这种环境中把我们释放出来。
The Lord wants to release us from the constraints, the bondages of religion.
只有从这样的宗教的捆绑里面出来，属灵的生命才得着那个发挥的机会。
Only when we are released, freed from the bondages of religion, will Christ's life be able to be greatly manifested?
当然，这个哈还是一个消极的东西。
But this is again in the passive.
我们看见在保罗身上还有更积极的一面。
Then in Paul's life, there is something positive.
这个启示进来之后呢
？After the revelation came to him,
叫保罗的整个人生的看法都有了很大的改变。
That Paul's outlook of his life changed.Dramatically,
现在他整个生命的那个眼光不一样。
His entire outlook, spiritual outlook, radically changed.
他完全摆脱过去的这个犹太教的东西。
That his Judaistic past was all forsaken.
也摆脱了过去他做人的一些的看法。
That his outlook, his perspective of how to live as a man,
因为这个启示的缘故。因为启示的缘故
，Because of revelation，
他现在以基督为他的人生的中心点。
That Christ is now his object.
他现在能说，因我活着就是基督。
For me to live is Christ.
我死了就有益处。
And so to die is gain.
所以这里呢，现在开始对保罗产生一个不同的得失观念啊。这个 gain 跟那个 loss。
And so he has a new understanding to what is to gain and to lose.
今天我们在生活里面，我们都是希望能得着，对吧
？And so today, whilst we live, we hope to gain, isn't it?
希望不要失去。
We hope not to lose.
那么怎么样才叫真正得着呢
？But what is it to truly gain?
怎么样叫做失去呢
？What is it to lose?
所以保罗现在看清楚。
Paul here sees clearly.
假如我在地上活着，我能把基督活出来，对我来讲就是得着。
If I can, whilst living, manifest forth Christ, I gain.
假使不能把基督活出来的话呢，死了也没有益处。
If I cannot manifest forth Christ, then dying is no loss.
所以在这里我们看见保罗整个的人生的这个看法完全不一样。
And so Paul's outlook of his life changed radically.
他现在以基督为他人生的这个中心。
And so Christ was the main object of his life.
并且我们读腓立比书，我们看他有很强烈的心愿。
And so here you see in the book of Philippians that he had a great desire in his life.
这个话非常的有力量的。
That this word had great strength.
他说，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
And so whether by life or by death, that Christ may be manifested forth in his life.
保罗的意思就是生死不在我的眼里面。
That to live or to die is no longer in his control.
重要的是什么？能把基督彰显出来。
But what's important is that Christ be manifested.
当然，我们的人的一生呢，就在生与死的这个中间啊。
All of our lives is between life and death.
那么所以呢，这个生的话呢，也可以代表我们今天在生活中有很多顺利的情况。
And so to live is to express the
代表一种正常的情况。
Our normal living
代表一种兴旺的情况。
Positive
这个死呢，正好是相反呢。
But to die is just the opposite.
反常的。
It's abnormal.
不顺利的。
It's not smooth.
困苦的。
It's suffering.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，我们真是看见有很多的弟兄姊妹都像保罗一样嘛。
We see that there are many brothers just like Paul.
我们在西雅图有一个姊妹，他们得着 cancer， 那个都是非常已经危险的一个情况。
We know of brothers and sisters who have cancer, in their life.
但是每次看见他们来聚会的时候，这个脸上充满喜乐。
But whenever they came, their faces were full of joy.
在聚会里面开口祷告，很感动人。
And when they were praying in the assembly, it was most moving.
弟兄姊妹们，他们像保罗一样，这个生与死根本不在眼里。
Like Paul, death and life.Was not an important issue.
重要的是什么呢？要把基督怎么样表现出来。
But more importantly, that Christ will be manifested for.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，and sisters,
今天对于我们来讲也是一样的。
Similarly for ourselves.
不管顺利不顺利的。
Whether it's smooth or otherwise.
重要的是什么？能把基督表现出来。
What's important is that Christ be manifested for.
这是我们今天在地上生活的一个最重要的一件事情。
And so this is a very important objective of our life.
保罗说，这是我里面热切的一个盼望。
So this is an earnest expectation.
照着我所切慕所盼望。
Based on my earnest expectation and hope.
这个你看，这是两个字啊。
This is two words here.
这个切慕呢，可以说是短程的。
Expectation here can be seen in the short term.
这个盼望呢是永远的。
Hope can be seen long term.
不管是今生的，是眼前的，不管是将来的。
Whether it's things present or things in the future.
保罗里面都有个热切的盼望。
Paul had an earnest expectation.
就是什么？要把基督彰显出来。
That Christ will be manifested for.
并且他说：“我凡事放胆，没有一事叫我羞愧。”
That he was bold in all things, and nothing caused him to shame in anything.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们看见因着这个启示的缘故
，because of this revelation，
保罗现在对整个的人生有了一个不同的一个感觉，一个眼光。
And so Paul had a different perspective outlook to living.
所以这个启示叫保罗从主所领受的生命，在他身上能够像明光一样的照射出来。
And so this revelation enable this life to come forth with the fullness of light.
我们在腓立比书第一章里面看见他自己的见证。
In Philippians chapter 1 speaks of Paul's own testimony.
他那个时候被关在罗马的监牢里面。
At the time he was locked in the prison, Roman prison.
这个保罗就显得像一个发光体一样。
Paul was like a luminary light.
好像一个灯呢。
It was like a light.
这个灯呢一拉到这个罗马的这个军营里面呢。
When this light came into the dungeon，
全军营都照亮啊。
The whole place was full of light。
整个军营都知道保罗是为了福音的缘故被关进来的。
And so the whole Roman guard knew that Paul was in prison because of the gospel。
所以这个基督在保罗的身上被显明出来了。
And so Christ came forth。
我曾经也认识一个弟兄啊。
I in the past knew of this brother。
他到空军里面去服役的时候啊。
He was in the army。
他就那几年在那里服役啊，服役的结果是什么？全营人都信，整个全连都信主。
When he was there, the whole entire army or his friends all came to know the Lord.
哇，真的是一个发光体。
He was a light.
像保罗一样的，你这个保罗你不能那放到监牢里，监牢就亮了。
His light in the prison, and the prison was
放在军营里面，军营就亮了。
In the army, it was full of light.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们每一个基督徒都应该是这样的。
And so, brothers and sisters, all Christians ought to be so.
主把你放在家里，你就是家里的一个光。
When God puts us at home, we are that light.
放在这个世界里，就世界的光。
Put us in the world, we are the light in the world.
基督在我们身上能够被显明出来。
That Christ in our lives can come forth.
并且他也影响了许多的弟兄们。
That he too influenced many brothers.
他们看见保罗这样发光，他们里面胆子也开始壮起来。
When they saw Paul looming a light, they were also with boldness.
我永远不会忘记，我可能在这里跟你们讲过啊。
Perhaps I've shared this before with you.
我那个时候在军队服役的时候啊。
When I was serving in the army.
有一个弟兄啊。
There was a brother.
这个弟兄好像从菲律宾去的。
This brother came from the Philippines.
他实在是那个里面有热切的这个灵。
He really had this zealous spirit.
到了军队里面的时候呢，他好像不是去当兵的，他到那里有个任务去传福音的。
It's as if he was there not to serve the army but to preach the gospel.
他有这个传福音传的我都害怕。
He preached the gospel until I was scared.
有一次他就跟我讲，他说弟兄，你今天为我祷告啊。
He said, brother, son, you pray for me.
因为我们那个整个军营呢要开个晚会。
The whole entire group of soldiers, we had a meeting.
你知道军队里面这个管理很严格的。
You know that it's very strict in the army.
他说今天呢，我们开这个晚会的时候啊，我要上台去传福音。
That night, I want to hold a meeting. I want to preach the gospel.
哇，把我吓坏了。
I was frightened.
哎呀，我说你不害怕？
Aren't you afraid?
他说我也有点害怕。
I said I was afraid too.
来，你为我祷告。
So we pray for me.
我说好，为你祷告。
So I pray for you.
哎呀。真的是啊，那个人家在那里又唱歌跳舞，他爬上上去传福音的。
People were there singing and dancing, and he there was preaching the gospel.
这个弟兄真的是，你把他放在哪里，他就发光。
This brother, you put him wherever, he would shine forth.
我那个时候看见他，我实在很惭愧。
At the time when I saw him, I was ashamed.
弟兄姊妹们
，and sisters,
基督徒应该是个发光的。
Christians ought to bring forth light.
所以保罗在那里一发光，也鼓励了很多其他的弟兄。
And so when Paul was shining.He encouraged the people around him.
结果保罗在那给我们看见，有的传福音，传福音也有麻烦的。
You know that preaching the gospel is also troublesome.
有的人传福音啊，极度纷争。
Some when preaching the gospel has disputes, Christians disputing.
这是真的啊！今天我们看地上教会，有时候传福音也极度纷争的。
That in preaching the matter of the preaching the gospel, there are also disputes.
有的人是好意。
Some people preach the gospel.
有的人传了福音呢，还给保罗的锁链加上更大的捆锁。
Some people preach the gospel and the chains on Paul even further strength binding him.
你看见，按照我们的话，我们叫埋怨了，对不对
？If it's us, we would probably grumble and complain.
保罗怎么说？这有何妨呢？这有什么关系呢
？So Paul's response was, "What matters this?"
无论真心假意，只要基督被传开了，他说为此我就欢喜，还要再欢喜。
Whether Christ is preached out of envy or out of goodwill, so long Christ is preached.
保罗在那里表现了他在基督里的宽广那个度量。
Here Paul was expressing forth the generosity.
为什么呢
？In him,
因为保罗告诉我们说，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
And so here, because Paul, whether by life or by death, as long as Christ is manifested.
是环境好，我们彰显基督。
Whether in good circumstances,
环境不好也照样彰显基督。
Whether in bad circumstances, we manifest forth Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
brothers,
保罗不仅从主领受这个生命，
not only did Paul receive this life,
我们看见神也把启示的光给他。
God also gave him revelation.
所以呢，有了生命，再加上这个启示的光，
with life plus revelation,
这个生命就能像明光一样。
This life can shine forth like a luminary, a light.
所以我想，这是在以弗在腓立比书里面给我们看见的头一个原因。
And so, this is the first reason, shown to us in the book of Philippians.
今天我们有了主的生命。
Today we have Christ's life.
我们 还需要主给我们有启示的光。
We need revelation from God.
这样的话呢，弟兄姊妹们，腓立比书第二章里面的那一个荣耀的结果啊，那么在可能在我们身上有机会能够把它表现出来。
This glorious manifestation found in Philippians chapter 2 perhaps can be brought forth through our lives.
所以我们不能光羡慕这个结果。
Not only do we admire it,
我们要找到那个原因在哪里。
We have to look for the reason.
并且在这个原因的上面，我们不仅有认识，在主面前也有学习和追求。
Not only do we try to understand it, we will have clarity in our minds.
我想这几天呢，主把我们带到这么美好的地方。
I think the Lord brings us to such a wonderful place.
弟兄姊妹们，大家心中也充满着渴慕。
That there is also desire in our hearts.
好不好？我们这几天在主面前，每个弟兄姊妹在主面前都迫切祷告。
That we pray earnestly in our hearts.
求主开我们里面的眼睛。
That the Lord will open the eyes of our heart.
重新的给我们有光照。
That the Lord will shine forth in our hearts.
给我们里面有真正的启示。
That gives us true revelation.
我们需要一个有需要这个有启示的祷告。
That we need a prayer of revelation.
我们求主把这个渴慕摆在我们里面。
That we seek that the Lord give us this desire.
希望我们在这个弯曲悖谬的时代里面。
That in this crooked and perverse generation.
能够像明光照耀一样。
That we can be as lights.
也能把主生命的道能够给它表明出来。
That the word of life can be manifested for.
我们请弟兄在这边祷告。
Shall we pray?
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you with all our hearts.
是你把我们带到这个地方。
It is you who have brought us to this place.
也是你把我们带到你自己话语的跟前。
That you have brought us to the foot of your word.
主啊，你已经救赎了我们。
Lord, you have redeemed us.
你已经把你的生命赐给我们。
You have given us your life.
主，我们也求你把启示的光给我们。
We ask that you will give us the light of your revelation.
好叫我们能摆脱所有一切这些捆绑。
That we will be released from all bondages.
好叫主的生命在我们身上能够被显明出来。
That Christ's life can be manifested forth in our lives.
主啊，我们求你，让我们在这个弯曲悖谬的时代。
That in this crooked and perverse world.
能为你做明光的见证。
That we would have a light testimony for you.
我们求你从今天晚上起，你就祝福我们。
That from tonight onwards, you will bless us.
与我们每一个弟兄姊妹同在。
That you will be with each and every one of us.
增加我们里面的爱慕。
That you increase our love.
主啊，叫我们能够多多的利用时间亲近主。
That we will use our time to draw nigh to you.
在主的面前有祷告。
That we would pray.
有等候。
That we would wait.
也与主有交通。
That we would fellowship and commune.
主啊，愿这几天实在对我们来讲，成为一个极大转机的一个时候。
That it would be.In this time, a great turning for many of us.
我们求你的怜悯临到我们。
That you be gracious to us.
主，我们感谢你晚上在这里与我们同在。
We thank you, Lord, tonight you are with us.
我们再把深处的敬拜归给你。
That we give all our worship to you.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray all this in the name of our precious Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.